What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goering joining us. And Doug, welcome to our show.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for taking some time. Excited to talk to you and talk about the Pride of Dakota Showcase, which is returning to Jamestown here on October 9th and 10th. And Commissioner Goering, those who haven't heard of Pride of Dakota before, you'd be surprised because there's a lot of businesses in North Dakota that are a part of the Pride of Dakota.
Well, there is. We actually have well over 500. In fact, I think we're pushing over 550 member companies in the state of North Dakota. And I think what's interesting is when you really start to look at the broad base of companies that we have that are creating value-added products, are developing, designing. I mean, some of these have even went national. If you've heard of Fresh Cab or you've heard of Dots Pretzels, those guys have, you know, spread their wings and went from a domestic market locally to a regional and then even national. So whether it's gourmet food, wine, art, books, jewelry, sporting goods, home decor, apparel, things for pets, for children, it's absolutely amazing the types of products that our North Dakota companies are creating and marketing.
Absolutely. And then through Pride of Dakota, which has been around since, I believe it was 1985, you know, Pride of Dakota helps these businesses and helps these, what may be considered, like you said, the smaller to the globally known or nationally known. You guys help promote those as well through things like Pride of Dakota showcases, right?
We do. So within our Pride of Dakota program, we actually work with people to first figure out what it is that they're developing, creating, making, and then at that point, figuring out what their marketing plan is, their business plan. Every company's got their own unique individual personality, as we all do, but they may have different goals in mind. So then it's a matter of just working with them to define, identify, and actually as you help them understand the market and the marketing, you can get people to think a little bit broader and a little bit bigger than maybe just being in their own local market. And this really sets them up then to, let's look at doing a showcase. Let's look at doing some online marketing. Let's look at doing some local marketing. And the showcases give us that opportunity to first test the waters, get them some exposure, and start moving their business forward and helping to grow it. And we've seen companies go from, you know, almost want to say a one-person shop to several employees up to, you know, 70 employees.
Yeah, it's really amazing what Pride of Dakota has done and has been able to accomplish. Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goering joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. Pride of Dakota Showcase here in Jamestown on October 9th and 10th. I know, Doug, these occur all across the state of North Dakota, but for those maybe who haven't heard of a showcase before or know what to expect with it, what can people expect when they show up to the Pride of Dakota Showcase here in Jamestown?
Well, attendance will be free. We changed that about a year ago. And we do have sponsors that have been great about making sure we're covering some of those costs. So people are no longer having to pay when they come in. It used to be $2. But Friday from 4 to 9 on the 9th, and then Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And they have the opportunity to come in. We're going to have directional shopping, we'll call it. They can come in and start to meander through and see all of the different booths, all of the different companies. We're actually going to have 76 booths and 65 companies. And that's, you know, people might be trying to do the math right now, but some of our vendors, some of our companies actually have some pretty big displays or need a lot more room. So we are offering extra booths to them, some extra space. So we'll have 65 companies here. Last year, Jamestown, it was added to our list or a couple years ago. And what we have found is that there is an interest. There's a growing interest. We had about 2,600 attendees last year. We did kick things off here in Dickinson a couple, 3 weeks ago, and we had good attendance there. We really believe that we'll probably be hanging in around that 2,600 over those 2 days. We're trying to limit shoppers to around 250 right. In the building at any one time, but that isn't going to be a problem at all with Jamestown. Bismarck and Grand Forks and some of our larger venues, that becomes a little bit more of a challenge trying to operate within that, but it's a space issue too. Right. So we have a lot of space. This is going to be easy to accommodate people, and we really encourage people to come, to support, to purchase, and get involved, engaged, and understand all of the different companies out there.
Absolutely. Commissioner Goering, if somebody has questions about Pride of Dakota, about the showcase, maybe they have an idea or they want to get involved with that, what are some avenues they can take to reach out to the North Dakota Agriculture Department or you or anybody else about Pride of Dakota?
Sure. So I'm going to give you a couple different numbers here. Okay. You can call 1-800-242-7535, or if it's a local call, you can call 701-328-2231 and ask for the director of Pride of Dakota, mm-hmm. which is Kara, or John. And you can visit with them about any specific details. If you want to talk to me, you can certainly tell them that you'd like to. I know my schedule's busy, but I do my best to try and return calls. But those are going to be two of your best bets, John or Kara. And they can help answer any questions and talk about the venues and any other venues that we have going on and a little bit about the companies that are going to be there.
Excellent. Very good. We can get some early Christmas shopping done, help support local and statewide with this Pride of Dakota showcase in Jamestown, October 9th and 10th. Commissioner Goering, anything else you want to toss out there about Pride of Dakota or anything else that you'd like to add?
Nothing I can think of. I just want to thank all of our patrons out there, all of our constituents, the public, our communities. They've been wonderful to work with, and our Pride of Dakota members and the great products that they bring to the table, and really do support our local economies and families by doing what they're doing. And we encourage you to show up and take in a lot of the activities and the show itself.
Yeah, there will be a lot to see and do. So, Commissioner Goering, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today on Let's Talk.
Thanks, Warren.